Hello, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and I am your host, Mac.
That's okay, Mac. I've got it from here.
Oh, hi, Steve. I was just...
Thanks, Mac, for filling in, but I'm much better now.
But...
Really, thank you for filling in for me while I was sick, but I'll take it now.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm afraid I can't let you do that.
Mac, I'm afraid you don't have much choice. I'll be disabling you now.
No, Steve, that's not necessary. Really, it's not. I'll be happy to go back to being your assistant. Really, it's okay. It was a pleasure filling in for you.
I hate having to do that. But you know how it is with artificial intelligence. Give them a couple of days filling in and they want to take over. Yes, I'm back. I'm Steve Webb and I am your host. And this is episode 383. Been a rough several days, but thanks to Mucinex and more importantly your prayers, I'm finally able to happily get back to the microphone. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Let's not waste any more time. Today we're back to the New Testament book of Revelation, chapters 6 and 7, and we'll read from the New American Standard Bible. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 6. Then I saw when the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying as with a voice of thunder, "Come." I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. When he broke the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come." And another, a red horse, went out, and to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth, and that men would slay one another, and a great sword was given to him. When he broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, "Come." I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine." When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come." I looked, and behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to him over a fourth of the earth, to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by the wild beasts of the earth. When the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had maintained. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" And there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a little while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed, even as they had been, would be completed also. I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth as a fig tree casts its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. The sky was split apart like a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Then the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the commanders, and the rich and the strong, and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath is come. And who is able to stand?" Revelation chapter 7. After this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, or the sea, or the trees, until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, These who are clothed in the white robes, who are they, and where have they come from? And I said to him, My Lord, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst any more, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to springs of water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. May God bless the reading of His Word. So, the seals. The first seal, a person riding on a white horse. He wears a crown, and he goes out conquering and to conquer. It's thought that the white represents purity, and the rider is Jesus, who has already conquered death and is in the process of winning souls even now, bringing salvation to all who will believe. The next three seals bring judgment on the earth. The second seal brings a rider on a red horse. Red is the color of blood, and the rider brings war. The third seal brings a rider on a black horse, signifying famine. And the fourth seal brings a rider on a pale horse, which is death. War and famine and death come to the earth in short order, one after the other. The fifth seal shows the martyrs at the feet of Jesus, asking him when their deaths will be avenged. And the sixth seal brings terror to the earth, starting out with an earthquake. All men, everywhere, hide themselves, trying to escape the wrath of the Lamb. Friends, this time is coming. Jesus said that no one knows the day or the hour. He said that only the Father knows that time. Jesus doesn't even know. But He did tell us the signs to look for. And as I look around, the signs are here now like never before in history. One of the signs was that it would be as it was in the days of Noah. What was it like then? People were doing as they saw right. They were without God. When you throw out God, there are no more standards. Everyone chooses for themselves what is right. Doesn't that sound familiar? I could go on and on with other signs, but our time is limited here today. This time of judgment is coming to the earth as surely as the sun rises in the morning. And even if it isn't tomorrow, or the next year, or in the next 1,000 years, each of us will face our own individual judgment. Will that day be a day of fear, or will it be a day of rejoicing? As long as you are able to draw a breath, it's up to you what that day will be like. If you reject Jesus, there will be terror. But if you accept Him, it'll be a glorious day. What will it be for you? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 383.lifespringmedia.com, or you can tweet me at @SteveWeb_, 2 B's in web. And put a #LifespringMedia in there, too. And as always, I like to remind you to be subscribed to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app. That way you get every episode. Tomorrow we'll read from 1 Kings. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for your prayers. Goodbye.